Sunday night, 62nd of Aracha. So I was sitting by a Suda's Bris today, and they served watermelon for dessert, and I ate the watermelon, and then I realized that I didn't make a shachiyonu yet on watermelon. So I said, I already ate watermelon. I ate one or two pieces already. There was still plenty on the table. So I said, let's go over these halachas. First of all, shachiyonu is made on seasonal fruit. It has nothing to do with whether or not you ate this particular fruit. If there's a fruit that's not seasonal, that's found in the stores the whole year, but you never ate it in your life even before, so you don't make shachiyonu on that. The bracha of shachiyonu was niskan for seasonal fruit that's not found in the stores, in normal stores. I'm not talking about Korean grocers, but in normal stores it's not found all year round, so that you make shachiyonu. Although technically we should make shachiyonu when we see it, the minhag has become to make shachiyonu when you eat it. If you're eating it and what happened to me happens to you, you can make let's first say that the Mishnah Berurah has noted that the shachiyonu should be said before you make the bracha over the fruit. If you made the bracha over the fruit or vegetable, a vegetable that makes you besimcha by eating it, like watermelon does, everybody, it's geschmack to eat watermelon. So if you started eating it already, that's really machlokes the poskim which bracha you make first, but the Mishnah Berurah noted to make first the shachiyonu. But in this case, it's still at that sitting, so you would make shachiyonu then and then continue eating. But if that's it and then you eat watermelon later on at a different sitting, then in a chanami you don't make shachiyonu anymore because you've already eaten it and you don't have that feeling of simcha anymore. Okay, that's some basic dinim of shachiyonu. Maybe we'll learn some more tomorrow night. Tonight is netzach shebi yisod. Yisod is, of course, the principles, foundations, which guide you. And it's a foundation. It's everything is built on that. You should have some basic principles. And netzach shebi yisod is to work on that they be consistent, that they be consistent, and that it overcomes obstacles. Because even if you have principles, but if you just change them when the going gets rough, so that's a flaw in Netzach Shebi Yisod. So you have to work on Netzach Shebi Yisod, that the foundations that you have indeed be one of Netzach, meaning it's enduring, it's consistent, and it's able to overcome obstacles.